Siddur Snippets is sponsored by Renee and Jack Nussbaum, in the merit of a refuah shlema for Adol Bas Alta Chaya. We are up to the bracha of Elokai Neshama. Now, when I say we're up to that bracha, it's unclear exactly when that bracha, what we're considering the third bracha, should really be said. It's a machlokas Rishonim, a debate among our early commentaries. The Vilna Gaon says Asher Yatzar should be said right after Asher Yatzar. So it's a bracha asmucha lechaverta. One bracha is leading into another, since Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi doesn't begin with the word Baruch. Shulchan Aruch disagrees and says it's a birchas hodah. It's a blessing of gratitude, and therefore it's not bound by that rule. It doesn't need to begin with that word, and therefore he places it after the birchas haTorah. What does it mean it's a birchas hodah? In what way is Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi a blessing of gratitude? Listen to this incredible insight of the Vilna Gaon. The Gros says, what Asher Yatzar is to the body, this bracha Elokai Neshama is to the soul. Each one is an expression of our gratitude. We wake up every day with the recognition to not take for granted this incredible blend that we're not part of the plant world or the animal kingdom. We are Neshama's holy creations, extensions of Hashem Himself. Asher Yatzar acknowledges the details, the minutiae, the magic of the body. And Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi talks about the beauty, the majesty, the royalty of what it means to be a neshama. The Chaim Larosh says, why do we have no bracha on our power of speech? We're about to recite this litany of brachos, the Birchos HaShachar, 15 incredible blessings, acknowledging that we wear clothing and that we can walk and that we can differentiate night from day and all these incredible things. Why don't we say a bracha? Why don't we say a blessing acknowledging our amazing power of speech? Says the Chaim Larosh, this is that bracha. Because the moment we acknowledge we have a neshama, Elokai neshama shenasata bi, I'm not just a body, a nefesh bahamas. I'm not just walking around with an animal drive and impulse, an animal instinct, with an appetite and a drive and desire. But my body houses a holy neshama. I have the capacity for discipline and for self-control. I have the ability to rise above and transcend, to yearn for the heavens, to be a tzelem elokim, to be a walking extension of Hashem. What does it mean to have a neshama? What is the difference between a human being and an animal? The pasuk says when God created us, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, God fashioned us afar min ha'adama, dust of the earth, Vayipach be'apav nishmas chayim. He breathed life into us, Vayia Adam le'nefesh chaya. We became a living, animated being. The Targum Unklos famously writes, nefesh chaya is ruach mimalala, which means a ruach medaberes. What does it mean, nefesh chaya, to be an animated being? It means God gave us the power of speech. Animals can bark and meow and moo, and certainly they communicate in a very superficial, shallow way. But human beings have a sophisticated language, the capacity to communicate ideas and dreams, aspirations, feelings, disappointments, hurts. We have a ruach memalala. Hashem endowed us with incredible ability to speak. That's what it means to have a neshama. By the way, why did Hashem give us that ability to speak? When he first created man, with whom was he supposed to speak? There was no one in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Chava had yet to be separated from Adam. With whom was he meant to speak? And the commentaries point out, the original purpose of the gift of speech was to be used to communicate with Hashem. We did have a counterpart. We had someone to speak to. The ultimate realization, fulfillment, the original purpose of why we were given this incredible gift, the ability to speak, is to speak to Hashem from our heart, to talk to Him, to confide in Him, to ask of Him, and to protest to Him. The power of speech originally and continues to be designated to use in order to connect with Hashem. So says the Chaim Larosh, why is there no bracha on this incredible gift of speech? There is one. It's called the bracha of Elokai Neshama Shenasata Bi. Hashem, you gave me a neshama, which means you gave me the ability to transcend the animal world, to be disciplined and have self-control, but also the ability to speak. Rav Monk writes that this bracha of Elokai Neshama is a clear rejection of Christian dogma. Christians believe in original sin, that man is tainted, that we begin at a deficit. But that's not our approach. Torah teaches that our soul is pure. Neshama shenasata bi tahorihi. The soul you gave me, it's pure. It's not inherently corrupt. It's not inherently blemished. It doesn't have any internal failures or viruses or corruptions. Hashem, the neshama you gave me is tahor. And my mission in life is to restore and retain that sense of purity. The Gemara Brachos Daf Samach tells us this bracha Elokai Neshama Shenasatabi should be said as soon as we wake in the morning. We've not yet made mistakes. We don't have thoughts that have sullied us. It's a glimpse into our potential, who and what we're capable of. If we can only preserve that purity and that innocence of our soul. Hashem, you gave me a fighting chance. You give me a pure soul. And every day, the dawn of a new day, I am reborn with the possibility to restore or to preserve the purity that is inherent in each of us. It's a very unusual bracha. This bracha never transitions from the first person singular. It continues. Neshama shenasatabi, atavaras, atayitzart, atanafakta. All the way through until the end, we refer to Hashem in the first person. Why? Because the bracha that talks about our neshama is the bracha in which we feel closest. Our neshama is a chelak eloka mima'al mamish. We are a part of God. Atzelem elokim. We are Hashem's expression down here in this world. So other brachas, we recoil. We refer to Hashem in first person, and we recoil back and then talk in second person. But throughout this bracha, Elokai neshama shenasatabi, we remain in the first person because our neshama feels so incredibly close to Hashem. Mirtz Hashem will continue to explain the words of this bracha. But by way of introduction, keep in mind the gra, what Asher Yatzar is to the body, Elokai neshama shenasatabi is to the soul. This is our bracha of appreciation, of gratitude, of the responsibility, of the gift of walking around with a holy neshama. We're not a body that has a soul. We're a soul that has a body. And this bracha is our affirmation that we recognize that as we begin each and every day.